Blog Talk Radio.
Donnie G's Words of Wisdom here on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Who, me? Donnie D. Tell a friend, tell a kin to tune on in every weekend. Not on AM, not on FM, and not on XM, but on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, tonight's guest will be Cynthia Du Bois from Du Bois Sessions. We'll have Marsha D's with the words of inspiration. We'll have some helpful tips from Dr. Greenberg. We'll have a few words from Kids Corner person himself, Naya G. That's right, coming on tonight. I'd also like to talk to you about a few coming up events. That's right, on Tuesday, November the 12th, the Walk-In Closet is having a fashion mixer. That's right, the Walk-In Closet, which is a part of Giant Steps, that is at 10813 Crenshaw Boulevard, 10813 Crenshaw Boulevard. That is on Tuesday, November the 12th at 6 p.m. For any information, call 310-412-1234. That's 310-412-1234. Or check out with me. Inbox me, call me, Franklin Donnie D., and I'll get that information out to you. I also like to say a happy birthday. Shout out to my granddaughter, Naya G. Naya G's birthday is today. And let me see. I think I got Naya G on the line. Let's see if Naya G is on the line. Hey, Naya G, how you doing?
Good.
It's your birthday today? How old are you?
Seven.
Yeah? Huh? Anything you'd like to say to the people out there today?
Okay, I'm going to do a prayer.
Go ahead.
I'm so happy that my mom's not here because I can spin it so I can stay with my, so I can stay with the show all night. Bye-bye, people.
Did you hear that? Boy, oh boy, she's going to be in big trouble when she get home. I also like to send a big shout out to one of my students at Pasadena City High School. Not Pasadena City High School. Pasadena High School, PHS, Brother Denzel. His birthday is today also. Coming up, guests, next week we'll have Mr. Smooth himself, Will Kimsey. That's right, Will Kimsey, Mr. Smooth himself. Hopefully we'll have Nicole Gentry along with him. And we'll have a veteran, a man who's been in several different wars, been through Pasadena for a long time. That's Mr. Radcliffe. Radcliffe will be here to talk to you about some things going on. Also, tomorrow morning, Fellowship in the Words with Reverend Robert R. Cooper, 12 Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You want some heavy word? You want to get some word from the Lord? Tune in, call in. The number is 530-881-1000. That's 530-881-1000. Then when you get to that number, you have to give a code. And that code is 106-4754. 106-4754. Fellowship in the Word with Reverend Robert R. Cooper, another brother from Pomona, California, from the islands, baby. That's right. My name is Donnie D, and I just like to say, hey, we love to love you tonight. My call-in number is 646-595-3338. That's 646-595-3338. And if you want to talk to any of the guests tonight, be sure to just call that number. All right.
I can remember when we had
Mary
J. Blige.
This is Elder Mary J. Blige here on the Donnie D. Words of Wisdom show tonight. Man, it's been what a week, what a week, what a week. Hey, how's your week been? Just call up and let me know how your week has been at 646-595-3338. If there's anything you want to discuss, politics, religion, what's going on in the hood, whatever, just give us a call. If you're having troubles with your love life, talk to me. You know, I was also been known as Dr. Feel Good back in the day, too. So, hey, it's your friend Donnie D, and we're going to move it on to another cut right here. Let's see what we got going. God has to testify that there's no one like him. That's right. We think about it tomorrow on the West Coast at 9 o'clock, on the East Coast at 12 o'clock, Fellowship in the Word with the Reverend Robert R. Cooper. And that number is 530-881-1000, 530-881-1000. And access code is 106-4754, 106-4754. If you have any other questions, feel free to call me. Yo, ho. Donnie D. Hey, we can look at the road for left and the snake. Hey, this tune in with me here. Not on that.
On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Poor thing," she cried, "I'll take you in and I'll take care of you." "Take me in," tender woman, "take me in, for goodness sake, take me in," tender woman, sighed the snake. Snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, tender woman, take me in, for goodness sake, take me in, tender woman," sighed the snake.
Might be a snake. Oh, tonight's guest we will have Miss Cynthia Dubois and her fashion models on the phone with you tonight. If you'd like to talk to them about fashion, talk to some of the models, You know the number, 646-595-3338. 646-595-3338.
All right, this one should
be 38. Sounds insane. Feeling it again.
I'm feeling it. Feel the back.
Y'all know I'm getting to this though with no duress. Cruising through the SB, feeling a little stressed. I clean my castle cause my past life was such a mess. I hustle hard, phone ringing, there was little rest. But now I'm older, so these M's are what I'm chasing now. Miguel Caballero suits looking graceful now. And you can catch me with my youngest spitting major game. And when you make it out them trenches, you should do the same. I thought I had an aneurysm trying to maintain. Goddamn, the retribution sure to stain the brain. I still got a lot of regret for my past decisions. But I'm here just smoking Cubans, rhyming with precision. They tried to kill me, but surprised to see a nigga living. In the flesh, though I'm before you with my finger itching. There's no explaining, no retraction, only satisfaction. You tried to shoot the devil in the back, but missed maggot. So on this very day,
I'm feeling
but I don't feel you niggas. Pick up my Wall Street Journal in my corduroy slippers. I never listened to my mother, now I pay attention. Put on detention, now I'm giving back, that's my redemption. And did I mention how success don't relieve the stress? I'm getting more, so why the fuck would I settle for less? I inhale and exhale the sticky crisp smoke. There's nothing like knowing that you're never going broke. I wrote these lyrics cause you never leave my nigga hype without feeling the buzz. And damn, the city of brotherly love got the meanest mug. You can hate, all I got for you is shoulder shrugs. And all my niggas in the kitchens transforming drugs. We on a mission trying to get to where we never was. Bulletproof suits chilling in the meanest coupe. We paid our dues, nigga, now it's time to reap the fruits. Shit, I'm feeling loose.
I'm feeling it,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
Let's get it, y'all. We'll be here next week.
Miles Wilkinson. Mr. Smooth himself will grace us in the studio next week playing that song, Smooth, and some other songs, and telling you about where he can be seen, where you can pick up and purchase some of his music. That's right, that's Will Mr. Smooth Kimsey coming in at the number two on my chart, Johnny D's Words of Wisdom chart. That's right, how's it going? Sounds of Giselle from Pasadena, California. Who's in town is lost. We all got it. Giselle, local girl from Pasadena, California, Toontown, Flaw. Hey, tonight's show is being brought to you by A Single Mother's Guide to Raising Black Boys, available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and ExLibris.com. And the author of that book is yours truly, Franklin Donnie D. Lewis. Also, A Book of Poetry by Aurora Lewis, Forget Me Not. That's right. Google it up. Get a copy. Beautiful poetry. Also, The Death of the Justice System by Linda Ecker. It's a book that reveals some extraordinary, fascinating things that are going on in this country, in the legal system. For instance, the tapes. You will need to find out about the tapes. It's a second edition. It's on Arthur House Books. Matter of fact, they will be in the studio. Eugene Worswick, we will have Jose Salazar and Linda Ecker on the show in about 3 weeks. They'll be here to tell what's going on as we move and groove it, waiting for our guest to get here. She should be slipping in pretty soon. But until then, we'll go this way.
Love me. A good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is,
make mine the P-Funk. I want my funk uncut. Yeah, make my funk the P-Funk. I want to get funked up. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. If you got faults, defects, or shortcomings, you know, like arthritis, rheumatism, or migraines, whatever part of your body it is, I want you to lay it on your radio. Let the vibes flow through. Funk not only moves, it can remove. Dig? The desired effect is what you get when you improve your interplanetary functionship. Sir Lollipop Man, chocolate-coated freaking habit form. Doing it to you in 3D. So groovy that I dig me. Once upon a time called now. Somebody say, is there funk after death? I say, it's 7 up. Yeah. T-funk. I dig. Let me put my sunglasses on. That's the law around here. You got to wear your sunglasses so you can feel cool. Gangsta lean. Y'all should dig my sun rooftop. Well, all right. Hey, I was digging on y'all funk for a while. Sound like it got a 3 on it, though, to me. And I was down south and I heard some funk with some main ingredients like Doobie Brothers, Blue Magic, David Bowie. It was cool. But can you imagine Doobie in your funk? Ho! W-E-F-U-N-K. We funk.
Make my funk to be funk.
Ho!
I want my funk uncut.
Oh,
make my funk to be funk. I want to get funked up.
Him.
I want the bomb. I want the
P-Funk. P-Funk, y'all.
I want the funk that don't. Make my funk the P-Funk.
Home of the extraterrestrial brothers. Getting deep. Once upon a time, call right now. Ain't it funky now?
We're not leaving, y'all. I want y'all to stay tuned for Star Child. Don't stop, get down.
The world. Think about it.
We have something to offer.
right, South Gil, Scott Heron, that's right, Brian Jackson Band, The Offering. Yes, what do you have to offer back into your community? My number is 646-595-3338. 646-595-3338. Let's get into some Chase. Here's it right about now. America the Beautiful.
Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen.
Altadena, California.
Put your right hand over your heart. First of all, let me say that I love this land, my country, tis a thee. Land of racist hatred and bigotry, where they hate me and love me for my nigger tree. They call us niggas and they call their kids niggardly. And they've been trying to get rid of me for a century. We simply survived to fight the laws of genocide. And they've been trying to apply them to us. Now how the fuck is my last name Lucas? Ain't no Lucas in Zimbabwe or Kenya, they're nigga. Just beautiful black brothers and sisters. And from my pain, they still profit today. Some of the biggest banks like B of A own slaves, man. America the beautiful.
We don't see any American dream. We've experienced the American nightmare.
I'm cultureless, hopeless, heartless, so I start shit. Selling dope on my mama apartment. America the beautiful.
If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail.
The teachers, police, and judge call me a nigga while they kids bump my shit and act like witness. Yeah, shoot a nigga, don't get no time. But shoot a dog is front page headlines. The one feed a nigga sense, let's get a pension. But the homie can't get out of jail, cause what he mentioned. In Texas, they still lynching. But on HBO, all they can show is niggas pimping. I'm banging a little rock, but we gone for banging for that little piece of the block that we own. But at least we banging at home, y'all out of pocket. Banging on women and children with them long-range rockets. Another case of the greedy fucking the needy out their black gold. In Africa, it wasn't oil, it was black folk. America the beautiful.
We don't see any American dream. We've experienced the American nightmare.
We spend a billion on the war, but cut funds for the homeless, the elderly, and poor. America the beautiful.
If you go to jail, so what? If you're black, you were born in jail.
Wonder why we got warrants and duck coat, cause the judge looked like that same dude that put us on that boat. They took our name, our land, our manhood. Got us broke, eating Spam and canned goods. Set it up so we can't be no college kids. They hate niggas, but they lips is full of collagen. And white women grab their purse when I'm mobbing in. Even if a nigga got more dollars than a lot of win. Now that's a lot of hen, but being ghetto's not a sin. I ain't gonna shave or cut my braids or wear my shirt tucked in. Cause it's a war going on, and it's my uniform. Enemies I bust on, sacrifice my firstborn. Rhymes and lyrics is proof to the youth. You ain't gotta have no army, man. The truth is the truth. America the beautiful.
America today finds herself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. They have never had a bloodless revolution.
You don't have a peaceful revolution. You don't have a turn the other cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a non-violent revolution.
Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging. You can't sing up on freedom. But you can swing up on some
drinks. Ha ha! Chase Skizzick with a little bit of my main man. Malcolm X in there with him. America the Beautiful. As we get into another song that everybody loves. Where's the radio show coming up next? Marcy T's with the Word Generation and her guest.
My life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get down in the sunshine. Sunshine. Folks get brown in the sunshine.
To the fantastic Roy Ayers as we move it and groove it again to another phase of the Donnie D Words of Wisdom show. Please welcome to the microphone Miss Marcia D as she prepares to do her show for you.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. With me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this. Come on. Here we go. Next.
Everybody, this is Marcia, and it's time for Words of Inspiration. And this evening, I do have a guest in the studio. Good evening, Cyril. Are you here?
I'm here, Marcia. Good evening to you.
Hi, Cyril. Hi, so glad to have you here with us again tonight.
All right.
Okay. So tonight, we're going to talk a little bit about religion, Cyril. There's so many religions in the world, all claiming to be the true religion. How is anyone supposed to know which one is right, if there is a right one?
Okay, that's a real basic question, Marcia. I think a lot of people would like to know the answer.
Yes.
Fortunately, there's an easy way to sort through the multitude of religious beliefs with a simple question. The question is this: what is there about this religion that proves that it's superior to all the rest? I want to go immediately to the Bible, because it claims to be the voice of the one true God. The prophet Isaiah quotes God in these words: I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done. Now, this is a daring claim, not made by any other religion or any religious leader, to be able to announce the history of nations hundreds of years ahead of time obviously requires superhuman intelligence. But the Christian religion is especially interesting in that its leader, the man known to history as Jesus Christ, claimed to be the one and only way for anyone to approach the Supreme Being. Another seemingly arrogant claim, unless it can be backed up with some sort of proof. I quote his words, Jesus' words, as recorded in the Gospel of John: I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Okay, yes, very good. So where's the proof to back up this bold claim, Cyril?
Okay, that is a bold claim, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, the prophet Daniel reported that an angel named Gabriel gave him information about a Messiah, a prince who was to arrive on the scene hundreds of years in the future. Daniel lived in around 600 B.C., so this was to be hundreds of years in the future. Now, the exact date when the Messiah would come was given in code, because the prophecy was not meant to be understood until modern times. The angel said this. He said, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until the Messiah, the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. And later he said, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." So Daniel's book was sealed up. Nobody could understand it. This prophecy could not be understood until recently. Modern Bible students have finally found the key and have been able to decode this time prophecy. The key was found in another prophetic book, the book of Ezekiel. Tucked away in chapter 4, verse 6, God said to Ezekiel, "I have laid on you a day for each year." You see, the Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem, but in 457 B.C., after the Persians had conquered Babylon, the Persian king issued a decree allowing the Jews to go back and rebuild their city. This is the decree the angel was talking about. He said the Messiah would come 69 weeks later. But, of course, 69 weeks is just a year and 4 months. No Messiah arrived in 456 B.C., showing that the 69 weeks had to be code for a longer period. Well, using Ezekiel's formula, a day for a year, they were able to unlock the 69-week prophecy. 69 weeks in days is 483 days, which is code for 483 years, taking each day to mean a year. This means that the Messiah would come 483 years from the decree which was issued in the spring of 457 B.C. This brings us to the spring of the year A.D. 27, which, would you believe, is the year when Jesus was presented to the world as Messiah. Matthew records that at his baptism in 27 A.D., a voice was heard from the sky saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." After 40 days of fasting and praying, he began his ministry with these words, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." What time was fulfilled? Evidently, the 483 years encoded in Daniel's prophecy. Now, what better proof can be given that the God of the Bible is the one true God, and that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world?
But Cyril, there's a thousand different Christian churches, all with different beliefs. How are we to know which church is the right one, if there is a right one?
Okay, now that's another whole talk show, Marcia. Well, why don't we leave that question until next time?
Okay, Cyril, we will do that, because I definitely would like to talk about that with you, and I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that would be interested in hearing that information.
All right.
So thank you so much for coming back and being on the show tonight.
All right.
We'll look forward to being on the show again
sometime.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Just let me know.
I certainly will. And if anybody out there listening would like to maybe have some suggestions on what they would like to hear about, I would love it if they would contact myself or Donnie D. You can also call Cyril. Cyril, did you have a number that you could give us again?
Yeah, you can get me anytime on my home phone. If I'm not here, leave a message, 626-791-9403.
Okay. All right, Cyril, thank you very much. Good night, and God bless.
All right, good night to you and your listeners.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, everybody. I hope that was some good information for anybody out there wondering about religion, the true religion. And so I also this evening have just a few helpful hints or a little helpful information. Tonight I'd like to give you some tips on controlling your high blood pressure. There's 10 tips I'd like to give you. Number one, make sure your blood pressure is under 140 over 90. If your systolic pressure, which is the top number, is like 140, you need to ask your doctor what to do to lower it. Number two, take your high blood pressure medication if it's prescribed. And if you have questions, you need to talk to your doctor. Number three, aim for a healthy weight. If you're overweight or obese, carrying the extra weight increases your risk of high blood pressure. One way to determine if you need to lose weight is to find out your body mass index or your BMI. If your BMI is above the healthy range, 25 or greater, or if your waist measurement is greater than 35 inches for women or 40 inches for men, you probably have excess abdominal weight, and you may benefit from weight loss, especially if you have other risk factors. Talk to your doctor to see if you are at an increased risk for high blood pressure and need to lose weight. Number four, increase your physical activity. Do at least 30 minutes of moderate activity, such as walking. as much walking as you can. You can do 30 minutes in three 10-minute increments, segments. Number five, choose foods low in salt and sodium. Most Americans should consume no more than 2.4 grams or 2,400 milligrams of sodium a day. So that equals 6 grams, about 1 teaspoon of table salt a day. For someone with high blood pressure, the doctor may advise less. Number six, read nutrition labels. Almost all packaged foods contain sodium. Every time you prepare or eat a packaged food, know how much sodium is in one serving. Number seven, keep a sodium diary. You may be surprised at how much sodium you consume each day, and the diary will help you decide which foods to decrease or eliminate. Number eight, use spices and herbs instead of salt to season the foods you prepare at home. Number nine, eat more fruits, vegetables, grains, and low-fat dairy foods. Number 10, if you consume alcohol at all, consume a moderate amount. Number 10. There are also 10 common habits that damage kidneys. Those are, number one, not emptying your bladder early. Number two, not drinking enough water. Number three, taking too much salt. Number four, not treating common infections quickly and properly. Number five, eating too much meat. Number six, not eating enough. Number seven, painkiller abuse. Number eight, missing your drugs. That's your medications. Number nine, drinking too much alcohol. And number 10, not resting enough. So those are just some health tips for you this evening. Thank you very much for listening to the show tonight. And I'm going to turn it back over to Donnie D. And God bless you, and hopefully we'll be back with you again next week.
All right. I hope everybody got something out of that. You know, I got something out of that about the kidneys. And we're going to move in and groove it at 9:30. We'll have a doctor. Dr. Greenberg will be here in the house to talk to you about those sweet drinks.
And
that was just some diarrhea.
And as I look at you, it's like the sun rises. It's gonna be a good morning, baby. It's gonna be a good morning. Yeah. Good morning, baby.
As I'm sleeping by the window, laying next to you as the wind blows, some say it's the best feeling. I won't argue with that thing said. I can't wait till the morning after.
Baby, I choose you forever,
even now.
Up next, in about 10-15 minutes, will be helpful tips from Dr. Greenberg. That's right. Let's get into some Trinidad Love right now, who will be coming to the show in about 2 weeks.
I've been searching.
Tonight I'm on a mission. I'm searching for the captain.
looking at your hips right, swag right, staying posing like a statue, and nails is here to snatch you, cause I just gotta have your Benz truck rimmed up, smoky, you ain't gotta match you, the luxurious type, but staying classic clean, lips be rolling the Dutchess with the realest green, you probably got a man, but shout it, I may intervene, plus you got a team, but I can be your young and illest dream,
touching on the world.
Songwriter love, that's right. That's right. Coming to the show in 2 weeks from Atlanta, Georgia. That's right. She'll be here. I'd like to give a big shout out to Kathy Lewis Peters. What's going on out there in Victorville, California? Got a birthday coming up. You're all invited. That's right. You want to know the address? Call me. Free food, free drinks. At Kathy's on the 3rd. Hey, let's get into the sounds of 100 Flats as we are chilling. I was just joking. Kathy ain't got all that food. But you can bring a present. Ah, my little sister Kathy Lewis. I know she kicked it back and still it with fun, dirt, flat, hey.
Thank you.
bringing the shrimp, the ribs, and the chicken to Kathy's party? Who's bringing the Kool-Aid? Who's bringing the potato salad? Matter of fact, who made the potato salad? I want to know. You're all invited. I'm taking it back on the 3rd of November, Victorville, California. Hey, it's Kathy Lewis's birthday party. What you say, baby? Contact me, inbox me. And speaking of the South War, all day music, who me? Fragrant.ed, not on AM, not on FM, not on XM, but on Blog Talk Radio. Come up and tell again. Tune on in every weekend. Next, Dr. Greenberg.
Is what we like to play.
Sounds of all day music, the sounds of war. It's about time to get into some helpful tips. Some helpful tips from Dr. Greenberg. Dr. Greenberg, how are you doing this evening?
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, right, doctor. Now tell us, doctor, what is your subject going to be on this evening?
Well, I thought we could just talk a little bit about sugar and
let's talk about
narrow it down. Yeah, and actually just think of one source of sugar, which turns out to be drinks, any kind of drinks, juices, sodas, energy drinks, vitamin waters, natural, organic, anything that has sugar in it that's a liquid.
Okay. Well, give us some information about that now.
Okay. So I think what people feel and think of juice as something very healthy to drink, and what is not really being seen is the amount of sugar being consumed just by drinking juices and other liquids, including sodas, Gatorades, power drinks, vitamin waters. And the amount of sugar going into people's bodies just through drinks alone is enormous. Probably more than half of the sugar that people consume in a day could very well be coming just from the drinks. You can take a can of Coke or like soda. An average can of Coke has about 9 3/4 teaspoons of sugar. That's a 12-ounce can. Most people today are not even drinking a can of Coke. Most people are grabbing that 18-ounce bottle. And juices, just because it's a juice and just because it's squeezed from a fruit, doesn't mean that it has any less sugar in it. And sometimes even the juices have more sugar than an actual soda. Sugar is sugar. It's natural. It may be from a fruit, but if you're taking out all the sugary, watery part from the from the fruit, you are essentially drinking sugar.
Okay, I'm going to give you a two-part question here. Okay, so drinking a glass of apple juice or orange juice, which we all think is healthy for us, is really not. And I'll let you get into that. And then we're going to get into that. Go on and get into that. Is it healthy for us or not?
Is it healthy? I would say overall, it's not that healthy for you. You should be eating an apple, which fruit, which contains fiber, which contains a small amount of sugar relative to a glass of juice. Apple juice probably equals what a soda has in sugar. So, you know, if I had to choose, well, what is the lesser of two evils? An apple juice, you know, you could argue is somewhat healthier than a Coke or other soda. It's still a bunch of sugar.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm looking at an apple juice right now, and let's just say an 8-fluid portion, which is considered a serving, there are 15 grams of sugar. That's just under 4 teaspoons. So if you take an 8-ounce serving of apple juice, you're drinking 3 3/4 teaspoons of sugar.
Diabetics, listen closely. Now, I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, some products say corn fructose and some say pure sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is the lesser of the evils, or corn fructose, sugar? What should we be looking for?
They're all evil. Any amount of sugar in large quantities is not good for you. Some things say 100% juice, some things say organic. There are arguments and a lot of thinking that fructose corn syrup is worse than actual sugar, but sugar is still sugar, and it's not good for you in large quantities.
What is corn fructose syrup, or whatever that is? What is it? Explain that to my listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I actually not sure I can explain that in terms of the science of it. But it's coming, I'm assuming. It's a different sugar. It's a fructose. It's a different molecule or composition of sugar than, say, what table sugar is. And it can, there's some argument that it triggers or stimulates more the insulin release than, let's say, like table sugar or a sugar that is within a fruit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cheaper to use that than regular sugar in the products?
Well, I think a lot of the soda companies think so. I mean, Coca-Cola in the United States, for the most part, is made with corn sugar now, as opposed to in the good old sort of back days, it used to be sugar. A lot of people are buying Coca-Cola from Mexico because a lot of it is still made with standard sugar. For the people who believe that drinking straight sugar, as opposed to the fructose syrup, is better for you, I think that you can think that way, but you're still consuming a large amount of sugar, and you're probably not but much better off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then, doctor, I'm sitting down with my dinner, and I want something to drink. And we all know that water is, what God gave us to drink. But was there anything that you could suggest besides water, or would you just suggest water?
Well, I do suggest water. I mean, there are herbal teas, some of the dry herbal teas, you know, the standard tea that comes in a tea bag that you can dip in hot water and it flavors your water, that give flavor. And as long as you're not adding a bunch of sugar to it, you know, that's the way to have flavor. You can drop a drop or two of lemon in your water, and it gives it a nice flavor.
Okay, you know, you're a pediatrician, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and I stop and think, when I was coming up as a kid, we would have sugar frosted flakes for breakfast, maybe some
yes.
toast with jelly on it,
yes.
and some juice. Man, that was a lot of sugar, wasn't it?
Oh,
yeah,
a ton of sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you were a kid and I was a kid, I mean, Tang was the hot item of the day, is because it was what astronauts took with them, supposedly,
right.
when they went on their flight to the moon.
Right.
You know, Tang is loaded with sugar. You know, it's an orange-flavored drink with a bunch of sugar in it. People just need to realize that sugar through juices, drinks, mixed drinks, vitamin waters, Gatorade, basically you are having a candy bar, but instead of chewing on it and eating it and swallowing it, you're basically just drinking down a candy bar.
Ooh.
We call it liquid candy. You know, in the health community, you know, we refer to all these drinks as liquid candy.
You know, and I want to bring up another thing that,
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if it's still going on like it was in my day, but in my day, we used to go to the store and get a pack of Kool-Aid for a nickel. Might
uh-huh.
pour a whole box of sugar, at least a half a box of sugar to make 2 quarts of that nickel package of Kool-Aid. And I'm
uh-huh.
wondering if all these people that are diabetic today that are my age, if Kool-Aid had
mm-hmm.
anything to do with it.
Well, just like any product that has a lot of sugar, I mean, if you're consuming sugar and carbohydrates in excessive quantities, this is what leads to diabetes in many people.
What else, doctor?
You know, adult illnesses, for the most part, the major adult illnesses of today, which are diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, are really the results of years and years of poor eating, whether it be high
mm-hmm.
sugar diets, high fat diets. And when does that start? It starts in childhood. It starts from the moment people are, you know, children are being raised and they're raised on a certain diet. And over the years, you know, the disease develops, and as an adult, this is what you end up with. It's not because of what you're doing that year or within the last 2 years as an adult. It's what has been going on for the last 20 and 30 years of your life.
So for
mm-hmm.
someone who was raised on, had a poor diet, raised on eating
mm-hmm.
a lot of sugar, a lot of fried foods, a lot of
mm-hmm.
processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what would you say? Stop and eat what?
Well, it's really hard to say the word stop because I don't think people who have been eating a certain way for years and years and years can just stop.
Right.
It's
like a drug.
It is a drug. It's like a drug. The body has certain habits and processes and expectations and cravings to maintain itself in the way it has always been maintained. And I would say start with one area or product that is something you want to focus on and say, okay. And here, a good example would be just my drinks. You know, let's just say there's a person who's out there, he eats fast foods, he goes to fast food restaurants, he eats fries and hamburgers and all these things, and is drinking sodas and juices and all that. And I say, just look at one area and just look at your drinks. And if you can stop your drinks and replace it with water, or if you're on 10 sodas a week, which isn't unusual, or someone who's drinking just one soda a day, and this is sort of the phrasing that people use, well, I only have one soda a day, and then I have a juice, and yeah, I'm drinking a Gatorade because that's what I do when I run. I mean, by the end of the day, you've got 30, 50 teaspoons of sugar in you. And I say, look at your drinks, just focus on that area. If you can reduce significantly or even get off better, even better yet, drink water. You have done a tremendous amount for yourself just by eliminating sugary liquid candy. And then you can start working on other things.
Okay, now, doctor, you know, people would say that, you know, the sugar is like a number one killer. You know, sugar, we already know what it does to our teeth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what other effects is it having on our body? You know, if it can eat away at the enamel on your teeth, I know it's eating away at something else in our system.
Well, I would say that the first thing that comes to my mind is what it is stimulating your insulin in an immediate, fast, and hard way. It causes an immediate and higher rise in your insulin levels than many other foods. Even a fruit, let's just say an orange or strawberries that you eat naturally, but the amount that you consume, the amount of sugar of when you're actually eating a fruit is so significantly reduced that it doesn't have the same effect as when you're just drinking a drink or eating a candy bar or some other product that just has sugar, you know, in it as a large, you know, ingredient. So,
it amazes
really the way I would look at sugar. It's really, it's more of an issue of the, you know, process of, you know, hormone stimulation and all a whole set of chain of reactions in the body just by the consumption of sugar.
Okay, well, now, my listeners out there, I hope you have taken some of this in and listened and paid close attention to that. You know, it amazes me how the FDA allows all of these killers to come through over the counter. And, it allows us to eat these type of things. You know, marijuana is illegal, but a can of Coke is, you know, which causes
right.
the most damage, you know.
Right.
That's just my opinion. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, we've been blessed to be sitting here with Dr. Greenberg. Dr. Greenberg, will you come back and give us some more information soon?
I sure will. If you would like to have me, I'm willing and able to talk to you about anything that I have knowledge on and hope I can help.
Okay, well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Dr. Greenberg is going to be a regular, if she can, when she can make it, on the show. I think it's very important that we have this health segment on the show. You know, and Dr. Greenberg, you know, me and you go back a long ways, and it's a blessing to know you, and it's a good thing that we are able to get you on this radio. We don't know who's listening, but maybe somebody tonight, somebody out there somewhere around the world will think about what they just heard from you, Dr. Greenberg. I'd like to thank you very much, and we'll
thank
see
you
in a week. Thank you. And we'll see
okay.
you in a week.
Can
or
I
two.
Can
hey.
I give one quick piece of advice for people when they're next time they're in the market and buying drinks and whatnot? Look at the label and look where it says sugars, and it will list a number. And what it usually lists is it'll say something like 16 or 20 G. The G stands for grams. There are 4 grams of sugar in 1 teaspoon. So if you're looking at a product that says, for example, that there's 16 grams of sugar in every 8 ounces, well, you take 16 divided by 4, that tells you there's 4 teaspoons of sugar in that product or in that amount, okay? And people should start looking at labels, pay attention to how much sugar is listed and how many servings are within a bottle, because it can be tricky, because you can have two servings within a bottle or a can, and it will list per serving. So, I'm looking at a can of pineapple juice here. There's 30 grams of sugar in 1 8-ounce serving. So 30, divided by 4 right off, that's 7.5 teaspoons of sugar just by drinking, an 8-ounce serving. Okay, but if you have a bottle or a can that has two servings in it, and most people tend to drink a whole, a can, and not stop at the halfway point, okay, basically you're going to consume about 15 teaspoons of sugar. And people should look at and think of what 15 teaspoons of sugar looks like. If you had a coffee cup and you were putting sugar into your coffee and you literally measured out and put in 15 teaspoons, you have to really picture what that looks like. You know, what does 3 teaspoons of coffee or a teaspoon in a coffee look like? And yet we're drinking things with 15 teaspoons. Or more.
Well, you know what, Doctor?
Okay.
I'm going to have to get sugar out of my life. Like Earth, Wind, and Fire says, got to get you out of my life. Got to get sugar out of your life, ladies and gentlemen. It's been Dr. Greenberg with some helpful tips on your life. Doctor,
okay.
Always glad to have
Thanks
you
for
here,
having
right?
me.
Always. Talk to you later, Doctor.
Okay, great show, Franklin. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. All right. That was Dr. Greenberg, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what you're talking about.
God's good in my life.
I'm going to bring this over to Kathy's party because I'm going to DJ it. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, hello, hi, how you doing?
Oh, right. Oh, I've just invited the whole world to your party. All right, when is it on the 3rd? Is it on the 3rd?
It's on the 3rd.
Free drinks, free food, all of that good stuff?
All of that good stuff.
You heard it. Kathy Lewis, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You know, I'm hold on right now because I'm getting ready to do my little snippet part on the show. See if you remember this. Remember this one?
Here you go.
Oh, the sound is George Clinton. Party gonna be located
in Victorville, California, 14250.
Okay, and that's on November the 3rd.
November the 3rd, 2 o'clock.
I want everybody to bring a press. $10 on up.
No,
I'm just
coming.
Joking, ladies and gentlemen. You know, but hey,
no.
You're from Pomona, California, and you want to come by and say what's up? Is it okay if they do that?
Yes, that's definitely okay. I would love to see some people from the old school. People haven't seen that long.
Yeah, well, you people from old school, if you don't, if you forget about it, if you want to know how to get there, David Ruffin and the Temptations. Ooh, reminds me of Laverne Avenue from the Wish It Would Rain LP. Hey, it's me, Donnie G.
Girl, I can't believe my ears.
And Kathy Lou, say you
are
be my side.
You telling me goodbye. See, you're taking away my reason for living, and you won't even tell me why.
You sure won't tell me a darn thing. I want to know why you're leaving me, girl. Time. That's the time I tune in, call in. The call-in number is 530-881-1000, 530-881-1000. And the code is 106-4754. That's 106-4754. Be sure to get with Robert R. Cooper tomorrow morning. Gotta be there. It's Donnie D. It's been fun. We gotta run. And we just like to say, next week, we will be back with a dynamic show for you and yours. So, you know, come on by. And remember, the party's still going on at Kathy's. You know, I'll be there. Will you be there? Love to love you, baby. See ya. Reminds me of my grandfather Melby, this song right here. Ha ha, love the blues.
Hey!
And we gotta run till next weekend in rehab. Mr. Spoon will get me still. Philip up there in Springfield, I hope you're listening. Call in and talk to Will. And then they have some practice.
Your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. How, 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 how.
I'd like to thank everybody out there tonight. Mark B. Nye C.
I love the Cat
Stewart. Johnny Greenberg.
Up and down the floor.
Little Mark.
Talking to me.
And you.
Baby, talk. I like it like that. Whoa.